Mark, I got a call on line 8.
Line 8? I didn't even know we had a line 8. Hello?
Hey, Mark. Yo, it's me, Jim.
Jim, I can't hear him. I can't hear him in my head here. What the hell's going on, Jim? You had a wheel of anger to do. Where are you?
Right, Mark, right now I'm driving while I'm talking on my cell phone.
Why are you doing that, Jim?
So I can tell you what my wheel of anger is about.
Fine. What's it about?
It's about people who drive while talking on their cell phones, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Did you know 80% of all accidents are caused by driver inattention? And for the most common distraction is talking on the cell phone. I mean, what could be more important than keeping all your wits and faculties focused on keeping your fat-ass, resource-sucking SUV from running down some hippies at the farmer's market?
Well, yeah, well, that's...
You know, Mark, I've seen you drive on the cell phone.
You've been watching me drive?
You don't need to get personal, Mark. Besides, how else am I going to follow you home and look through your living room window all night?
What?
Please, Mark, you don't have to raise your voice to me. Here's my point. Is badgering your agent really worth risking the lives of thousands of people on the 134 Glendale Freeway interchange right before the San Fernando cutoff?
Jim, where are you?
Where am I? Mark, right now I'm in my car driving.
Yeah, that's obvious, Jim. I just want to know where you are. Where
get,
are you?
Get the f*** out of my way, Grandma. Move it or milk it.
Jim, you really sound upset and distractive. Okay, and distracted. I get your point, man. Shouldn't you maybe come back to the studio before you hurt somebody, Jim?
What are you talking about, Mark? I haven't even left the parking lot yet. Hey, is that your DeLorean?
No. I don't have a DeLorean, Jim.
Oh yeah, sure you do. Yeah, see, there's your vanity plate. MRNATN1. What does that mean?
Nothing.
Let's see, MRN stands for Marin. Marin AT.
All right, okay, it's Marination. Marination. Are you happy, Jim?
Marination? You mean there's a Marination 1 and there's a Marination 2?
That's all right, that's Mishnah's, all right? I gave it to her for Christmas, okay?
Man, and she lets you do it to her?
Oh, Jim. Are you sure all this doesn't have anything to do with me for getting your check the other day?
Of course not, Mark. I'm over that.
Damn it, Jim. Are you scratching my DeLorean?
Let me put it this way, Mark. Your plate now says MR1.
Uh-huh.
Hey, everybody. Mark's an MR. He's a number one MR.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is hilarious.
Okay.
Get the f*** out of my way, Grandma. You're sitting on the edge of a great abyss.
All right.
You've just taken another ride on... Jim's wheel of anger. I'm Jim Earl. And you just been Earl. Damn it! Get out of my way!
All right, Jim, why don't you come back now?
That's more like the steering wheel of anger, isn't it?
It's like I heard the skidding. I heard it, and I knew that something bad was going on, but I couldn't tell just quite how bad it was.
This guy is your partner?
Yeah, he is, and he's probably going to be back in a second.
Reminds me of the Firesign Theater Party.
Did you guys fight a lot?
Ha, 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 ha,
oh, yeah.
Don't make me laugh.
Now there's a dial tone.
Uh-oh.
Wait,
That's not a good sign.
Hello, hey, how's it going? This is the improvisational magic that we don't ever want to erase. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Hell, we made a living out of it. Are you kidding?
All right, well, hang out a minute. We'll finish up. I want to talk to you about the Library of Congress.
Fireside Theater, yeah.
Hold on a minute. We'll be back with Phil Proctor, and maybe Jim will come back.
Maybe I'll leave, too.
Okay.
No, don't.
Okay.
And now, what's this fly doing in my soup? Mark Maron.
Genius. Our guest in studio, the fly in the soup thing, that's genius, Jim. Hilarious.
You know, you write like 4 or 5 of these a day, and you got to have some stinkers.
Yeah, that must be tough,
you. Looks more like a zipper in the soup, actually.
Zipper.
A little more surreal. And, you know,
I like
see
that.
Fantastic.
That's why he's a member of the Firesign Theater, and you're sitting here with me. Huh?
Hey, you know, this is a theater of sorts.
It sure is.
Theater of the absurd.
It's the theater of the never-ending... it's been very good, Jim.
It is.
And Phil Proctor is still with us, and he's about to tell us about how a seminal comedy troupe from the 60s...
Still talking dirty, huh?
...gets to meet the president.
Yeah, well, not exactly.